So you know all about me.
You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know my thoughts from far away.
You know where I go and where I lie down. You know everything I do.
Lord, you know what I want to say, even before the words leave my mouth.
You are all around me, in front of me, behind me. I feel your hand on my shoulder.
I am amazed at what you know. It is too much for me to understand. Your spirit is everywhere I go. I cannot escape your presence. If I go up to heaven, you will be there. If I go down to the place of death, you will be there. If I go east where the sun rises, or go to live in the west beyond the sea, even there you will take my hand and lead me. Your strong right hand will protect me.
Suppose I wanted to hide from you. I said, surely the darkness will hide me. The day will change to night and cover me. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same.
You formed the way I think and feel. You put me together in my mother's womb.
I praise you because you made me in such a wonderful way. I know how amazing that was.
You could see my bones growing, and as my body took shape, hidden in my mother's womb, you could see my body growing each passing day. You listed all of my parts, and not one of them was missing.
Your thoughts are beyond my understanding. They cannot be measured. If I could count them, they would be more than all the grains of sand. But when I finished, I would have just begun.
Thank you, everybody. Right, we're going to come down.
When we were watching that video from Keswick earlier, I'm sure I saw a couple of faces I knew. Thanks, David. Well, as Anne has already shared with you, today is, he says slowly, hoping that it's going to appear on the screen any moment. Ability Sunday. Ability Sunday. What was it you've got on your T-shirt there? Count everyone in. Count everyone in. Well, does anybody recognise this person? In England, in the UK and America, this is Wally. In other countries of the world, this is Waldo. But it's the same person. Has anybody got a Where's Wally book at home? Yeah, well, let's count up the Wallys. Okay. Yeah, and what's the idea of a Where's Wally book? When you open the page, what's the idea that you have to do? Find Wally. Wally is always dressed like that. And the scene always looks a bit like this. And one of the things you'll note is that on that scene, there are lots of things with stripes on, just to help you find. Let me just remind you, There's Wally. Where's Wally? So, now then, can anybody see Wally on there? Yes? In the middle, do we think so? There he is. Is that the one you meant? Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, that's an easy one. Let's try you on this one, shall we? Don't be fooled. It looks similar, but it's not the same. Now, question is, where's Wally? All right, very clever. On the postage stamp, we have to give you that, but you don't get a prize for that. Not that there are prizes for any of these this morning, but... Yes, it's a bit difficult to see, but he is there. He's actually there. To the left of the Punch and Judy, he is just there. And there he is. Just to show, but he was there all along. And, of course, those pictures are great. They're so full of life, so full of people. Let's see if we can guess this one. Would anybody please like to tell me, where's Wally? Yeah, this is a Wally convention. There are such things. Now, in that psalm that we heard, that psalm consists of 24 verses. It's Psalm 139, if you want to go and read it in your Bibles. Now, 24 verses means that some people, I'm not going to look in any particular direction, would divide that into three sections of eight. The only trouble is it doesn't divide into three sections of eight, it divides into four sections of six. Because it says four things very clearly to us. The first thing that psalm tells us that we heard is, you, Lord, know me. You know me. We believe in a God who knows each one of us. And it's not just Wally who is known by God. It's everybody on that picture, that picture of masses and masses of people. God knows everyone, knows all about everyone, knows what the personality of everyone is, knows what the abilities of everyone is. So the psalmist says, you know me. And we can all join, we can all say those words, God, you know me. The second thing is, but it says, God, you are everywhere. You are everywhere. God is with every one of those people. And with every one of those people in every time and in every place. You are everywhere. The third thing that we're told in that psalm, in the verses 13 to 18, simply, and you made me. You, God, made me. There's the artist. That's a picture of the artist who writes the books, and he's making Wally, witnessed by other Wallys and Miss Wallys and Wally Wizards and the dog Wally. But it's this psalm says, God, you know me, you're everywhere, and you made me. I'm not here by accident. I'm not a mistake. I'm here because you made it possible. You created me. And then the last thing that psalm says is, you lead me. you lead me. God wants to lead each one of us. One of the Where's Wally books is called Where's Wally? The Fantastic Journey. Thought that was quite appropriate, really. God wants to take each of us on a fantastic journey. He wants to go with us. And he wants us to go with him. So, there are four things we learn in that psalm, Psalm 139. Firstly, God, well, let's think of it in terms of that queue of people. There's a queue of people. We're going to look at this queue a little bit. And the first thing that psalm tells us is that God knows them all really well. There's nothing about them he doesn't know. Nothing we can hide from him. He knows it. Secondly, God is everywhere. God is everywhere. God is everywhere wherever any of them ever go. We cannot walk out of the presence of God. Thirdly, God made every one of them. And fourthly, God wants to lead every one of them. Now, let's interrogate this queue. I want you to look at it. I hope you can see it well enough. There are a number of people on it, as you can see, walking from left to right. Where's the guitarist? Well, third from the beginning, that's from that side. There is a lady with a somewhat frizzy haircut carrying a guitar. So we assume that's the guitarist. Where's the one who had an accident? Where's the one who's had an accident? Yeah? Yeah, from the left, third one from the left. Got a bandage round his head, plastic, a space boot on his foot. Where's Anne? So Anne knows all about that. And some crutches. There we are. There's the one who had an accident. Where's the reluctant granddad? You think? Where's the youngest? In the pram. Is that right? Is that what you're saying? Where's the oldest? This could be a bit more difficult, but as it's a cartoon and not of anybody you might know, I think we can hazard a guess that it might be the person at the front of the queue. I think. Sorry? What? Could be the one with the bald head. Yes, could be. Oh, well, I suppose it does look a bit like Charlie Brown, yes. Anyway, there's somebody there who's the oldest. Where's the Bible carrier? Somebody's carrying a Bible. It's the second person in the queue. He's carrying something which says, actually, if you see it from here, it does say Bible. Okay, so how have you worked out those answers? Jenny? You've used your eyes. You've heard the question and then you've looked for evidence. But let me ask you some more questions, because these are all in this queue. Where's the sad person? Well, let me ask you another question. Where's the person who is in debt? Let me ask you another question. Where's the person who just got a job? Where's the person who just lost their job? Where's the dyslexic person? The person who, when they look at a page of print, find it very difficult to make sense of it because of the way their brain scrambles it. Where's the person who is celiac, the person who can't eat anything with wheat in it? Where's the person who is depressed? Where's the person who finds learning difficult? Where's the person who just got top grades in their exams? Where's the person with special needs? Where's the widow? Where's the person who is being bullied? Where's the person who can never settle to anything? Who's hyperactive? Where's the person who experiences discrimination every day? Where's the person with dementia? Could as easily be a younger person as an older person. Where's the person who is gay? Where's the carer? The person who spends much of their life looking after somebody else who couldn't get by without what they do to serve them. Where's the autistic person? Where's the deaf person? Where's the person who loves to be at church? Where's the person who has been told they have no place at church? Where's Jesus? Oh, he is there, if you've not noticed him. He's fifth from the left-hand side. He's the one with black hair, a beard, sandals, and a long robe. They're all there. And there are more descriptions I've given you than there are people there. So in that group of people, there's a complexity, and yet God knows them all really well. God is everywhere, wherever any of them ever go. God made every one of them. God wants to lead every one of them. Let me just put that a slightly different way. God knows us all really well. God is everywhere, wherever any of us ever go. God made every one of us. God wants to lead every one of us. And he welcomes every one of them unconditionally. Come to me. And that's what we're talking about this Abilities Sunday. We're talking about being a church where the doors are open and we welcome everybody who comes in. Not our place to judge, not our place to select, not our place to condemn. but ours to love in the name of Christ and to share the love of Christ. On Ability Sunday, we remember we're for everybody. Everyone's welcome. The cross of Jesus, in his love and his rising, is for every human being and can make the world of difference to each one, as each knows and comes to know that God loves them.